Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? I am Charles Quick, co-chairman of the inaugural. On behalf of Bob Gray, the very handsome white-haired gentleman standing next to my wife and Plum, the President of the United States is Mrs. Reagan. Sorry if you didn't get dancing, and I've been enjoying it. But the wonderful entertainers who have donated their services to be here tonight, Ray Charles, all the others that are here, I know that if I start on names, I know that Wayne Newton is one, and I'm so grateful to him because Wayne, throughout the whole campaign, was just constantly working on our behalf. Since they tell me that I don't have much time, we're on the circuit. We're getting to all 10 of these. And they have worked it out and told us that it's only going to take us 4.5 hours. If we don't talk too long here. But I thought maybe that we could give you a little update on the news, because being here, you probably haven't had that. The latest word we have is that our Americans, and I never have felt comfortable calling them hostages, they were prisoners of war. All 52 of them, hale and hearty, have landed in Algeria and are preparing to board the American planes that will take them. Ago, people who arrived by horseback and stagecoach. Tonight, all over America, there are Americans that are at the inaugural by satellite, because in addition to these 10 balls here in Washington, there are probably in the neighborhood of 100 in that many different cities all over America who are a part of this by closed circuit television, participating in these, and the proceeds from those are going to the charities of those local communities as named by the communities themselves. So we're doing something with that. I think we've taken our quota of time here again. But, there are more to go. There's wonderful entertainment, and I know there's wonderful music for all of you. And Nancy and I, the music has been in our hearts. So we will get back on the road. But you're singing our song. This morning, and I feel even more like it tonight when I look out here at all of you.